and I believe in honesty and open-mindedness and willingness. If anybody has those three things, can recover. Otherwise, it won't happen. If I'm not honest to really see who really I was, you know, for whatever reason, I never was real me. Real me got lost somewhere on the way. And I started acting. As setting changed, I changed. I never realized who I am.
What is your name?
Asad H.
Asad H?
Yeah.
I was wondering, where are you from?
I was born in Tehran, Iran.
Like, do you remember when you moved over here?
I came to United States in 1990, approximately 24 years ago.
I was wondering if there was one point when you really felt that you hit rock bottom. Like, do you know if there was one point, or was it just like a gradual?
Oh yeah, it's you don't. You know, it's gradual, but then there is a point that, bam, you can't go any further. Everything shuts down. I mean, that happened to me. I find myself in a place that I didn't belong to. I didn't know what am I doing there. Why am I there? And I didn't see myself to go any further. And I think that was the point. I realized that I lost almost everything. And I better do something. But from the time I decide to not continue on that path and become honest, willing to listen to people who has been in this road before and ask for suggestion and listen to suggestion and take it one day at a time, get rid of resentment, start seeing me for real, okay? Write down my defects and start working on each of them separately and master one and take on the second one and be honest about it. Not sugar-coated, like try to say, well, I am, but. There is no buts about it. As they say, we are as sick as our secrets are. Coming here gave me a chance to relax for a minute and reduce my anxiety to the point that I can start making some plans, short term, mid term, long term. As time passed, I was able to do things, and as I did things, I became more encouraged to do more. Aerospace was a big factor because the anxiety prior coming here was so high. I didn't have time to plan to get back on track. And of course, I was clean already when I came here. It was like 22 months and a few days.
What are you going to do now?
I have to stick with my program, accept my defects, work on them, get rid of my ego, be more humble, and see what was the real cause of what I did, which brought me to the point of desperation and hopelessness and feeling nothing is there anymore.
How do you feel now?
I'm learning to like myself. And as I learn to like myself and love myself, then I can do the same thing to others. And my relationship is really going well, especially with my daughter. I'm in touch with my family back home. Last Saturday was my daughter's 22nd birthday. We spent time. I was able to do certain things for her. That trust that you're building is priceless.